Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. Next question from Lainey. Lainey writes, my dad passed away last month and left his IRA to my sister and I. Can I just deposit these funds into my IRA? Will that impact my taxes? Lainey, thanks for writing in. Listen, great question. A lot of folks make massive mistakes with this. So if you have a family member who passes away and leaves you their IRA, that is their individual retirement account. So you cannot just merge that with your individual retirement account. You have really two options here, okay? The first is to take that IRA and cash it out and use it yourself or put it in your own investments. The problem with doing that is that you've now added all of that money, whatever that balance is, as taxable income for this year. That is rarely a good idea. Because if it's a decent amount of money, it's going to run you way up the tax tables, and now you're paying a whole lot of tax on that IRA you've received. Okay, the better thing to do is to open what's called an inherited IRA or a beneficiary IRA, and you can work with most any financial planning firm, certainly mine. We help folks do this. But what it is the government says if you open an inherited IRA, now you're able to leave the money in an IRA, so there's no tax on that, but you have to pull out a little bit per year. It's just like when you get to age 70 and a half, you have required minimum distributions. The government wants the money out, so you have to pay taxes on it. It's the same thing. You have a required distribution table based on your age, Lainey. So if you're 30 years old, literally the IRS says for a 30-year-old, you've got to pull this percentage out every year. So they get a little bit of tax income, but you don't have to pull then a whole lot that you're taxed on. You can take as much as you want out every year, but there's only a minimum amount that you have to take out. So again, inherited IRA. Thank you, Lainey. Great question.